4 p.m. to have some news.
Good afternoon, it's RTL Today News, Sports and Weather with me, John Baker. After rumours had circulated last week suggesting a teacher had been fired for her social media activity in support of Palestine, Luxembourg's education minister has confirmed to RTL Today the validity of the reports, although adding that it saw her stories and posts as crossing the line into, for example, incitement to hatred against Jews. The teacher insists that her stories were taken out of context and that she is not anti-Jew, but rather against war crimes being conducted in their name. According to Statek's calculations, Luxembourg GDP grew by 1.1% compared with the previous 3 months. Year on year, Luxembourg's GDP has increased by 2.7%. Not all sectors follow this upward trend, however, with construction continuing to decline and the situation worsening compared with previous years. The sector recorded a contraction of 0.7% in the second quarter, worse than the estimation of minus 0.2%. CSV Sports Minister Georges Michaud has confirmed to RTL Today that he is withdrawing the sports museum project planned for the future Rue de Lens district following government discussions this morning after revelations in the press and accusations of not having followed the prescribed procedures. The LSAP spoke of sloppy handling and demanded that the Court of Auditors examine the file. On Monday, MP Liz Braz intends to bring this up in the relevant parliamentary committee. International news now, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has said today that he was ready to continue uninterrupted shipments of fuel to India as New Delhi faces heavy US pressure to stop buying oil from Moscow. US President Donald Trump imposed a punishing 50% tariffs on most Indian products in August, citing New Delhi's continued purchases of Russian oil. Revenue Washington argues helps fund the war in Ukraine. Streaming giant Netflix announced today that it will buy film and television studio Warner Brothers Discovery for nearly $83 billion, making it the entertainment industry's biggest consolidation deal this decade. The acquisition gives Netflix access to a vast film catalogue, as well as the prestigious streaming service HBO Max. Over to sports now, and we start with football. In his press conference today, Pep Guardiola joked that he and Fulham manager Marco Silva deserved a bottle of wine for serving up a 9-goal thriller, but admitted Manchester City must tighten up defensively. City, second in the Premier League, led 5-1 at Craven Cottage on Tuesday, but were left hanging on as the home team pushed for an equaliser, having battled to get back to 5-4. And finally, cricket. Joe Root has said that England were well and truly still in the day-night second Ashes test, despite Australia seizing a 44-run lead on day two in Brisbane. England scored 334 in their first innings on the back of Root's epic 138 not out, his first century on Australian soil. But some wayward bowling and numerous dropped catches allowed the hosts back into the contest, and Australia ended the day on 378 for six. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Weather now, and it's been better than expected. After the thick fog of this morning lifted, we have been left with fairly pleasant conditions, with sunshine and blue skies, and it looks like it will remain like this for the rest of the day. Current temperature is 5 degrees and at its peak for the day.